忘ればいや。Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vritaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nisa Sunyavadi Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shivadvaita Gadadhara Shivasani Gauravakta Vrinda Vanchakalpataru Vaishya Asindu Vaivaja Vidaram Vamanevyo Vaishnavevyo namo namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My dear devotees and my dear friends of Lord Krishna and also my dear skeptics amongst the audience.
Moji dragi goste, moji dragi prijatelji Krišne i moji dragi skeptici koji se nalazite u ovom
trenutku. Today we will discuss something about the direction of our spiritual journey.
Danas ćemo govoriti nešto o smjeru našeg duhovnog putovanja.
The different phases.
Različitim fazama.
The ecstasy and the tears.
O ekstazi i o suzama.
The hopes and the disappointments, and the tremendous promise of properly executed spiritual life. Many of you who are here have dedicated a significant portion of their life to this spiritual journey.
Mnogi od vas koji ste ovdje su posvetili jedan veliki dio svoga života ovom duhovnom putovanju.
In scriptures it is described that this is the most fascinating journey the human being can undertake.
U spisima je opisano kako je ovo najfascinantniji put koje jedno živo biće, kojim jedno živo biće može da krene.
In fact, in books like the Bhagavatam, it is said that the human form of life was specifically created so that the soul can embark on its spiritual progress.
I u knjigama poput Bhagavatama je opisano kako je ljudski oblik života specifično dizajniran zato da se osoba može ukrcati na taj put duhovnosti.
It is said there that after the creation Krishna felt deep dissatisfaction in the heart.
Rečeno je da je nakon stvaranja Krishna osjetio duboko nezadovoljstvo u svom srcu.
The dissatisfaction came about because he had only created animal forms of life, but not yet the human form.
I to nezadovoljstvo je došlo zbog toga, zato što je stvorio do tada samo životinske oblike života, ali ne i ljudske.
And he saw that the souls were imprisoned in the prison of their instincts in these non-human forms.
I vidio je kako osobe koje se nalaze u tim neljudskim oblicima, kako su jako uspoljene sa svojim instinktima.
No chance for self-realization.
Bez ikakve šanse za samospoznanje.
Do you know that the human being is the only one who knows that he will die?
Da li znate da je ljudska vrsta jedina vrsta koja zna, jedina biće koja zna da će napustiti tijelo?
Animals, insects, etc. see death, but they cannot reflect about its meaning.
Životinje, insekti i svi ostali, oni vide smrt, ali ne mogu razmišljati o njoj.
So after being dissatisfied with his creation so far, the Lord mercifully created the human form of life, which has special gifts and talents to embark on the journey of self-realization and God-realization.
I nakon tog nezadovoljstva sa životinskim oblikom života, on je stvorio taj ljudski oblik koji ima specijalne poklone i talente koji omogućavaju osobi da se ukrca na to duhovno.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says this, that this journey is so fascinating that most properly for most of those who undergo it, it is not finished within one lifetime.
U Bhagavad Gita Krishna kaže da je ovaj put tako fascinantan da on da za većinu možda neće biti izvodljiv samo u toku jednog života.
He says, yesham tvanta gatam papam jnananam punyakarmanam tedvantva mohanirmukta name bhajanti tidavrata. Those who have not acted spiritually in previous lives cannot worship me with full determination in this life.
Oni koji u svom prethodnom životu nisu se bavili duhovnošću, ne mogu me obožavati sa jakom odlučnošću u ovom životu.
This gives us a very interesting perspective on you, my dear audience.
I ovo nam daje jednu jako interesantnu perspektivu na vas, moja draga publika.
Most of you, if not all of you, are practicing a spiritual practice seriously.
Većina vas, ako ne i svi vi ovdje, imate određenu duhovnu praksu i to radite ozbiljno.
That means, in the language of the Bhagavad Gita, you have already started in a previous life.
I jezikom Bhagavad Gita to znači da ste već počeli u prethodnim životima.
Prabhupada used to say about his disciples that they had met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in 500 years ago when he appeared on the planet Earth. Chaigor.
Prabhupada je učavao govoriti za svoje učenike kako su oni sreli Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prije 500 godina kada je on bio na zemlji.
Now at this stage of our lecture I would like to introduce a friend of mine called Oxygen into the room. I see some of you are very interested to hear. Is the other door open also? Or do we only get the shoe oxygen with the... Yeah. I see some of my guests from Serbia going already. Yeah. Hare Krishna. So our friend Oxygen will help us. Hare Krishna. So most of you have most properly already started their spiritual journey, so that now you can take to such an, let me say, traditional and very bona fide and deep process as Vaishnavism with full enthusiasm.
I većina vas je najvjerovatnije već u prethodnom životu započela sa duhovnošću, tako da je u ovom životu bilo stanje da se prihvati ovog tako tradicionalnog i jako dugokog i autoriziranog procesa kao što je vaishnavizam.
Mm-hmm. this fact becomes very clear when we remember how we started our own journey in Krishna consciousness. Very often it was in the beginning a feeling which was almost overwhelming us. A feeling which told us, this is good. In some forgotten corner of my mind, I find nothing objectionable to bow down to the holy Tulasi plant.
Svog jednog ugla moga uma osjećam tu da nemam nikakve prepreke da odam svoje poštovanje Tulasi biljci.
Ja volim the Hare Krishna mantra.
Ja volim Hare Krishna mantra.
Yeah. It's almost like receiving or recognizing an old acquaintance who was long forgotten back into your friendship.
I to je isto kao da ponovo dobijamo neko znanje koje smo već imali negdje, koje je bilo davno zaboravljeno.
I remember our Nikunja Rasa, for instance, as a little girl, only 13 years or 14 years. Huh? How she came before school and after school and in between school, in the middle of the school.
Sjećam se naše Nikunja Rasi koja je bila samo djevojčica, imala je 13-14 godina.
She entered like the light into the temple and disappeared after the lectures immediately. And all of us knew this is a person who did not practice Krishna consciousness or this Vedic spirituality for the first time in that lifetime.
Mi smo znali da je to ovo jedna osoba koja nije da je ovaj proces praktikovala samo u ovom životu.
So very often when we start our spiritual journey, we have a certain model or concept of our progress in our mind.
I zato vrlo često kada započnemo sa duhovnim putovanjem, mi imamo određeni koncept ili model kako će izgledati naš duhovni put.
We start at point A, we think.
Mi mislimo da počinjemo na tački A.
And then we very, very nicely and easily advance to point B.
I onda mi jako lijepo i lagano napredujemo do tačke B.
We start low and we end high.
Počnemo jako nisko i završavamo negdje jako visoko.
It's like a mountain scaling.
To je poput penjanja uspomnjenja.
We go to higher and higher stages.
Uspinjemo se na sve više i više nivoje.
First Shraddha.
Prvo je tu Shraddha.
Then as devotee association.
Onda društvo bhakta.
Then I will go to a spiritual practice called Bhajana Kriya. And then I will soon become freed from these burdensome attachments which are called anahtas. So that very soon, by the power of the mantra and Krishna's milost, I will be a self-realized soul. That's what we secretly think and hope also. Ali, the reality seems to be different. Yes, in the beginning we are enthusiastic.
Da, u početku smo entuzijastični.
We progress so much that our friends think you have changed completely.
Napredujemo tako da naši prijatelji misle ti se totalno promijenio.
Meet you, Tim. Then we have our first little fall down.
A onda imamo naš prvi mali pad.
Yesterday I saw one lady standing outside of the art exhibition with a Marlboro in sari.
Jučer sam vidio jednu djevojku u sari koja je stajala ispred vrata izložbe i koja je pušila Marlboro.
And when the young those who are youngly freshly married enter the Grihastha ashram, it becomes very difficult to control the senses. They like to eat sweet balls from morning till evening.
Mladi uđu u Grihastha ashram, onda postaje jako teško da slijede principe, onda počinju da jedu u slatki ulica od jutra do večera.
Or do other things.
Radi druge stvari.
It seems our progress at that time goes more like the line of a snake.
Tada izgleda da naš put više izgleda bliči na neku zmiju.
Sometimes up and down.
Ponekad dole, ponekad malo gore.
We have good moments, and then we have moments where we say, Prabhu, today I'm a little bit under the modes of nature. Lord Krishna speaks about this model in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam. Those of you who like to find the verses, I will give them to you in a moment. He speaks about a devotee who has faith in Krishna consciousness. And he also knows that all sense gratification leads to misery.
Isto tako zna da svo čuno uživanje vodi do nesreće.
But he is a little weak.
On je malo slab.
He sometimes is unable to renounce all sense enjoyment.
Ponekad nije u stanju da se odrekne svog čunog uživanja.
This means he has a fall down.
To znači da ima mali pad.
Krishna's reaction is amazingly neutral to this.
Krishna's reaction is nevjerovatno neutralna prema
ovome. We may sometimes be quite unkind when to someone whom we see goes a little back and enters the land of compromise in his spiritual practices.
Mi smo često jako neljubazni prema osobama koje su malo odstupile unazad i ušli u zemlju kompromisa.
But Krishna says if such failures happen, my devotee should remain happy in this world.
Ali Krishna kaže da ako bhakta malo ima takav jedan pad, on bi ipak trebao da bude sretan u ovom svijetu.
He says he should continue to worship me with great faith and conviction. Even though my devotee is sometimes engaged in sense enjoyment, and he knows it's not good, he continues. It will go after some time.
I on kaže da moj bhakta koji ponekad čudno uživa i zna da to nije dobro, on treba da nastavi i to će s vremenom otići.
As long as he does two things.
I to će se desiti sve dok on radi dvije stvari.
He feels sorry.
Dok osjeća žaljenje.
And he continues with faith and conviction on his basically listening to Krishna Katha, the beautiful narrations of Lord Krishna, which take all the dirt out of the heart like a river.
Ako nastavi sa vjerom i ubeđenjem, a što bazično znači da nastavlja da sluša za prekrasnu Krishna Katha koja odnosi sve nečistoće poput rijeke.
So this is our second model, but there is another model.
Ovo je naš drugi model.
I call it the unexpected meteorite falling on our life. Those times when we enter something like a spiritual crisis, even a faith crisis, something very difficult happens.
Nešto se jako teško desi.
Maybe an accident. I mean now a car accident.
Možda nesreća, ja se dole mislim na neku automobilsku nesreću.
And our devotee neighbor next to us is severely hurt by the accident.
I bakta koji je bio tu sa nama je možda jako teško povrijeđen.
Maybe something on our way where we have a very, very unpleasant encounter with another human being who exploits us very grossly and disappoints us.
Ili možda ako imamo susret sa nekom drugom osobom koja nas na jako grub način iskorištava i povrijedi.
We progress and we were so high in our spiritual life, but then vroom, the meteorite comes. We catch ourselves somewhat, but then it goes even deeper. Bang! The next thing. Oh, God, hurry, please, milost with us. It really goes deep. Yeah. Tatkata is almost fainting to see this graphic display of reality, isn't it? The great poet Tukaram has spoken about this. When it comes from the clear sky, a meteorite which smashes your house, then know Krishna has visited you. When a catastrophe totally annihilates you and nothing remains except God and yourself, know Krishna has visited you. When your language becomes stripped naked so that it can never again cover itself in falsehood. In other words, it has been shown that you are a great fool and you cannot pretend to be not a great fool.
Pokazalo se da si velika budala i više se ne možeš se praviti da nisi budala.
Then know, Dionysus, Krishna has visited you. Isvinite. When your whole world disappears from you,
kada tvoj čitav svijet nestane iz tebe,
and you become talkative to explain your misery to others,
i postaneš jako pričljiv u pokušaju da objasniš svoju
drugima. Then no, Krishna has visited you.
Tada znaj, Krishna te je posjetio.
See.
Pogledaj.
Please see, my dear people.
Moje vas pogledajte, moji dragi ljudi.
God has visited me.
Bog me je posjetio.
And now I dance in ecstasy.
I sada plešem u ekstazi.
There's nothing left between only me and the Lord. Now, this is not what we explain in a public program where we want to develop the ukust in spiritual practice. Once Narada Muni came to the Pandavas and said, you are the greatest devotees because Krishna has given you the greatest amount of mercy.
Jednom je Narada Muni došao do Pandava i tamo im je rekao, vi ste najveći bhakti zato što vam je Krishna dao najveću količinu milosti.
But Yudhishthira said no.
Yudhishthira je rekao ne.
If people hear about our life, what happened to us?
Ako ljudi čuju o našem životu, šta nam se desilo,
they will not be interested to take up the path of spiritual life, of Krishna consciousness.
Neće nikada biti zainteresovani da krenu ovim putem svjesnosti Krišne.
They will think, malo intenzivno. I do something else. Narada Muni later went to Krishna and wanted to discuss Yudhishthira's answer. He said, Krishna, I cannot understand. The Pandavas are such good devotees. Arjuna doesn't even sleep. He chants the whole night, Krishna, 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 with so much lubav in his heart. But still, you did not stop that they were sent into exile for 13 long years. You did not prevent that their wife Draupadi was offended in a public assembly. They were attacked by man-eating demons. Oh Krishna, said Narada Muni, by becoming your devotee, one lives a very comfortable life. Then Narada Muni said, but I do not know. Your devotees, the Pandavas, are so much attracted to you, they have never left you.
Ali Narada Muni je rekao, tvoji bhakte Pandave, oni su takvi da oni i pored svega toga te nikada nisu napustili.
What kind of hypnotism have you exerted over your devotees?
Kakvu vrstu hipnoze si ti učinio svojim bhaktama?
This is a question I would like to ask you.
I to je pitanje koje bih vam želio postaviti.
Why does God do this?
Zašto Bog to radi?
I want to pause this question for a moment. We will put this question on the parking place. We will think now about something else. But don't worry, we will visit the question again, but with some more knowledge. Nasi, dragi devotees, this what Gaurahari has painted here without any milost is happening in all bona fide spiritual tradition.
Ovo što je Gaurahari ovdje nacrtao bez imalo milosti je nešto što se događa u svakoj autentičnoj duhovnoj tradiciji.
There is in the Christianity the book of Hiob.
U kršćanstvu postoji nešto što se zove knjiga nekoga.
Joba. He really worshipped the Lord, but somehow, I do not know the details, many things were taken away from him and he doubted in God's mercy.
On je obožavao gospodina, ali na neki način, ne sjećam se tačno svih detalja, njemu su sve stvari bile uzete.
This question, why does God sometimes send misery towards his devotees, is asked in Islam.
I ovo pitanje koje se postavlja zašto Bog svojim baktama šalje takve bijede, isto tako se postavlja i u Islamu.
At least in Sufism, I do know of martyrs who were tortured.
Makar u sufizmu poznata mi je osoba, ne znam sad točno kako je koja je isto tako prošla razna mučenja.
Buddhism has a discussion about this, why do miseries happen on the path of enlightenment.
U budizmu se isto tako postavlja to pitanje zašto se patnje događaju na putu prosvjetljenja.
It's something which is universally happening. Why?
To je nešto što se događa svugdje, ali zašto?
See, the reason why I want to discuss this today is because many of us who started the spiritual journey had this model which was first there.
Razlog zašto želim da zgovaram o ovom pitanju je zato što je većina nas imala sliku ovoga prvog modela.
And they were disappointed when their path didn't go like this.
I bili su razočarani kada njihov put nije išao na ovaj način.
This model is the model, by the way, of the German bank, unlimited progress.
Usput rečeno, ovaj model je model njemačke banke, neograničeni uspjeh.
You only see one Gaurahari will make it for you, one other line there, and then you have the, but it's the lines are bigger on the side, huh?
Yeah.
Like this. Pass. No, these are not connected, these lines. Where the arrow is. You can just make a ring there. Yes. Yes, so that is not there. So that means as long as you stay in the German bank, invest all your heart. Deutsche Bank, it says. Deutsche Bank. Invest all your hard-earned money with us. You will make progress. First a little apartment, then a big house, then one car, then two cars, and vishe.
Sve dok ste sa nama i dok sa nama štedite svoj teško stečeni novac, vi ćete da napredujete prvo jedan stan, pa onda kuća, pa jedno auto, dva auta, i onda sve više i više.
This is also what many devotees think.
To je ono isto što već mnogi bhakti misle.
First initiation.
Prva inicijacija.
Drugi inicijacija.
Druga inicijacija.
Sad jas.
Guru.
GBC. And then, or a little bit blissful in the beginning. Tomorrow a little bit more blissful. The next day more. And after 1 year. Why doesn't it work like this? It would be so nice, wouldn't it? Let us think now very carefully. Would it really be so nice? Would this model of spiritual advancement really help us? Let us look at another model. Un momento. You must know that everyone who comes into this material world has one problem which he brings with him.
Morate znati da svako živo biće koje dođe u ovaj materijalni svijet ima jedan problem koji donosi sa sobom.
He or she has turned against Krishna.
On ili ona se okrenula protiv Krishne.
We have turned the other way.
Okrenuli smo se na drugu stranu.
And we don't see God anywhere any longer. We don't see Krishna any longer. We see the magical theater of illusion, the carnival of reincarnation. And in this material world, this is called samsara, this cycle of birth and death, there are two forces which drive us.
I to se zove samsara ili krug rođenja i smrti. I tu postoje dvije sile koje nas vuku.
The repeated circle of birth and death is driven by the desire to enjoy and the desire to control.
Taj krug rođenja i smrti se pokreće pod željom da vladamo i željom da uživamo.
Prabhupada has sometimes said we want to play God here. Who is the supreme enjoyer and the supreme Ishvara, Parameshvara, or controller. Dionysus. And these two driving forces are in every cell of our body. If we ever want to go back into the kingdom of love, we have to become free from these driving forces.
Ako ikada želimo da se vratimo u kraljevstvo ljubavi, morat ćemo da se odreknemo te dvije sile.
The material world is the world of the imitation controllers and enjoyers.
Materijalni svijet je svijet u kojem žive imitacije kontrolora i uživaoca.
And the world of Krishna is the world of the lovers.
A svijet Krishna je svijet ljubavnika.
Who want to give pleasure to the divine couple.
Koji žele da daju zadovoljstvo božanskom paru.
These desires to enjoy and to control have created in us an apathy. This is a difficult English word.
Same.
Oh God. An apathy against things which are spiritual.
I te dvije sile su prouzrokovale kod nas apatiju prema duhovnim stvarima.
We just are not interested, or our attention is not, cannot remain fixed on spiritual life.
Jednostavno nismo zainteresovani, naša pažnja ne može da ostane fiksirana na duhovni život.
And these things are very deep rooted in our personality. If we wish to get them out, we have to get them out at the roots. May I know you, may I know who of you knows gardening? May I ask also, who of you knows how to work a computer for emails? Much more. In my times, everyone knew gardening. So in gardening, we know there is an ultimate challenge for each gardener. It is a weed, which in German language is called Sauerampfer. This weed, Dakshaji, has deep, deep roots, and it spreads under earth. And then, like a banyan tree, then it comes out again. So if you want to take the root out, it's not enough to just come from the surface and just go, because it will rip on ground level.
I zato ako želite da iskorijenite to korijene, nije dovoljno da samo očupate, zato što će to samo da se prekine na mjestu gdje izlazi iz zemlje.
You have to somehow go very dubok, or whatever, and just get it out with the roots.
Na neki način morate da odete jako duboko i da ga izvučete skupo sa korijenjem.
And if you don't do this, it will ruin your whole garden. You can sell your ground for 1 euro, you know, it's nothing worth. The wheat has taken it. If you really want to take this root out, you really have to work hard. So this is also if you want to take the enjoying and controlling spirit out of your life. We will now confront you with another model which will be so intense that some of you will faint.
sada ćemo da vam pokažemo jedan drugi model koji će biti tako intenzivan da će se neki od vas vjerovatno ne svijestiti.
Hare Krishna, are you ready?
Jeste.
Fasten your seatbelts, please.
Molim vas, svežite se.
Let me first explain. This is where we start, okay? Do you all know this strange feeling that as you advance, the same questions come up again and again?
Da li znate taj osjećaj da kako duhovno napredujete, da se isto pitanje iznova i iznova ponavlja?
Only on a more subtle level.
Samo na sve subtilnijem nivou.
With more, but we know in spiritual life, the subtle things often have more strength than the groovy things.
Mi znamo u duhovnom životu kako subtilne stvari imaju puno više snage od grubih stvari.
We seem to move upwards like a spiral.
Izgleda da se penjemo gore u spirali.
Which always passes the same point.
Koja uvijek prolazi kroz istu tačku.
Only on a different niveau.
Ali samo na drugom nivou.
It's always, for instance, the point of, do I want to enjoy?
To je recimo pojenta, da li ja želim da uživam?
Or do I want to give enjoyment for Krishna?
Ili želim da pružim uživanje Krishne.
Sometimes we forget about this.
Ponekad zaboravimo na to.
But then it comes again.
Onda opet.
Thank you, Gaurahari, for your very wonderful illustration. Let me give you an example. You start your spiritual journey. A normal person. You smoke. Then someone says, it's actually not so good for spiritual life to push. But it tastes so good. What's wrong with it? No, tamagun and intoxication. Not healthy. Krishna doesn't like it. Do it for Krishna. Bacite
ga.
It takes 1 week and then, okay. 2 years later. The preaching center leader comes to us, or the temple president. Prabhu or Mataji, I have to speak with you. Many devotees have come over the last half year to me and they talked about you. They noticed whenever it's time to do some service, you are somewhere else. See, this is spiritual life. Krishna's pleasure is in the center. Krishna's service. And your service attitude is not, it's just not very developed. Do some service for Krishna. And sometimes you are a little temperamental. Just sometimes control your temperament. And be more supportive to others. Don't always go. Do it for Krishna. To please him. First reaction is total rebellion. No one understands me. No one loves me. Why are you so intolerant here? Then after a week, it's actually a fact. I'm very enthusiastic when it comes to serving my interests. Yes, I paint my own apartment in the best colors. But when I'm asked to paint the temple, I really have no time. I will change something. I will do sluchba. Every Saturday I will cook some prasadam, bring it to the meetings. I will join this the Harinam party. And I will bring my own creativity in many types of services. 5 years later, Prabhu, your Guru Maharaj wants to speak with you. Oh my God, this is serious. If he wants to talk. And he comes into the room of Guru Maharaj. My dear disciple, I have seen you have many very good qualities. You have such wonderful abilities in preaching. Many look up to you as a leader. But I have seen that you have developed some habits which are not actually good for your spiritual development. I think you are enjoying too much the results of your charismatic preaching. And I have seen that you have a private bank account. It's very big. We can see by your lifestyle. See, yes, in spiritual life we are given more responsibility. But we should also become more renounced. And then Guru Maharaj says this one sentence. We should give enjoyment for Krishna. And there it is again. The same point which I met when I was a bhakta. The same point which came up when I was a little bit more mature. Now it's there again. But on a different level. With more implications. More connections around it. More a different face. And Krishna will always bring us to this point. It is Krishna who moves us up on the spiral. It is Krishna who arranges that this point becomes known to us. Sometimes he sends even a meteorite so that we understand. Why?
Zašto?
Let us now boldly go to this question.
Hajdemo sada da hrabro se okrenemo ka ovome pitanju.
Because the Lord knows that these desires to enjoy and control are just so deep in our hearts that they need to be addressed on deeper and deeper and deeper levels.
Zato što on zna da je ta želja za kontrolom i za uživanjem tako duboko ukorijenjena da se sa njom mora odnositi na sve dubljim i dubljim nivoima.
This spiral really goes in two directions.
Ova spirala zaista ide u dva smjera.
It goes, Gaurari, if you the same spiegelverkehrt, you know, like mirrored. Small spiral in the beginning, and as you go to the ground, yes, down, yes. See, this spiral which Gaurari has painted for us in the beginning, was meant to help us that, yes, we advance.
Ova spirala prva koju je Gaurari nacrtao nam je pomogla da shvatimo da mi zaista napredujemo.
Please don't think if this point comes up again and again you have not advanced.
I molim vas, nemojte misliti da ako nam se ova pojenta iznova iznova bude vraćala, nemojte misliti da niste napredovali.
You are more self-controlled.
Vi ste puno ste više u stanju da se kontrolišete.
You have more knowledge.
Imate više znanja.
You have also more spiritual potency.
Isto tako imate puno više duhovne snage.
But you need to go on deeper and deeper levels to address these points.
Ali morate da idete na sve dublje i dublje nivoje kako biste se odnosili sa ovom.
And for this we have painted the spiral which goes down.
I zato smo nacrtali ovu spiralu koja ide prema dole.
The first is something which a spiral which tells us about advancement, progress, going higher.
Prva spirala je ta koja nam govori o napretku i uspjenju prema gore.
And the second spiral teaches us that we have to deal with the issues on deeper levels.
A ova druga spirala nam govori kako bismo morali da se ophodimo prema tim
if this is too complicated for some of us, no problem. No problem. The idea which you should keep from this spiral is only that the point comes up again and again. So that you can finally solve it. This brings me to this brings us to a last point. The question, what does Krishna think about this? We seem to not always be perfect. We seem to make mistakes. Even we Hare Krishna people. Krishna's response to this is a merciful smile. He knows more than us how conditioned we are as conditioned souls.
On zna, i to mnogo više od nas sami, koliko smo mi uslovljene duše uslovljene.
But he also knows,
ali isto tako on zna,
that in his eyes this is totally natural that we go up and down.
Da u njegovim očima da je potpuno prirodno da idemo tako gore i dole.
That we sometimes struggle. In fact, in the scriptures it says when Krishna sees a devotee, even if he makes mistakes, endeavoring sincerely, waves of mercy come from his heart and flood the devotee.
Spisana je i rečena da kada Krishna vidi baktu koji se zaista trudi, a i ponekad griješi, tako talas i milosti zapljuskuju tu osobu i potpuno je preplavljuju.
Which explains that even though we make mistakes, Krishna seems to be so merciful and sometimes we are so blissful. Juhu!
to nam govori to da iako ponekad griješimo, Krishna je toliko milostiv da ponekad smo tako blaženi i sretni.
Krishna seems to not reject us. But accept us in our in his warm embrace lovingly. Have you noticed this? Sometimes you're totally down because you did something so foolish that you don't even want anyone to know about it. You just thought about something which is so utterly embarrassing. That you couldn't even print it in this cheap newspaper called Max. Yeah, you know Max, huh? Yeah. Sometimes something good is in Max, like Liliana's was preaching like a lion in the last Max.
Ponekad je nešto dobro se nađe u tom Maxu, kao što je lavovsko propovjedanje Lilije u zadnjem
broju. But I looked also at the other pages and was not extremely impressed as far as the subtle expression of philosophy was concerned.
Tako pogledao i na druge strane i nisam baš bio impresioniran sa suptilnim izrazima filozofije.
Hare Krishna. Oh, Krishna, Krishna. So, Krishna is a very understanding. And he gives the devotees their spiritual nourishment. Provided the devotee learns one thing. And about this we will talk tomorrow. This, thank you very much for listening to this first part. We have discussed different models of what happens in our spiritual journey. And tomorrow at the same time, we will continue to discuss what is absolutely necessary for a devotee so that he can progress despite the ups and downs which happen on his journey. Many do not know the secret which we will discuss tomorrow. And therefore they have become disappointed in the past. They have thought, well, I should be here, but I'm not. I should be full of bliss, but I'm so mentalni. Mentalni, yes. That is our own creation, or that's a Bosnian word? That's our... we have mentalni, yes. Mentalin, yes. It has to do with humility and honesty. But what that in particular means, I really want to discuss today. Otherwise, Dionysus gets totally... restless, yes. It's already 9:05. You still have strength to go on. In a way, I feel... Oh, Krishna. When did we start? Quarter to eight, or when?
Yes. 1 hour.
1 hour we have now. I personally believe I should explain this one thing still. It will take me 7 minutes. Please listen. Normally, the path of progress in this world, the path which we are known, which we know as progress, brings with it pride in an increasing degree. I have traveled through many spiritual organizations, and of course also I'm traveling all over the world in our movement, and I've seen many practitioners do have developed a strong ego.
I ono što sam vidio je da su mnoge osobe razvile s vremenom veliki ego.
Previously they were Bhakta Joe.
Prije su bili Bhakta Joe.
But now they are Mr. Temple President.
Sada oni su gospodin predsjednik.
Or they are a member of the National Council.
Možda čak članovi.
Yeah, for a simple man, this is a little bit, a little much all at once, you know. President and member of a national council, this is a little much at once, you know. Or they were Mr. Sensenjoya, and now they are Brahman and Brahmachari and Sannyasi. They are the best of men. The Brahman is the teacher of all other levels in human society. And they have the Brahminical initiation. Or in terms of knowledge, who they know actually 10.5 verses of the Bhagavad Gita. Previously they didn't know what is Sanskrit. Wow. And just like making advancement in the field of money, you know, becoming richer, there, which develops into a pride, they also develop a certain pride here. And when they see their own weaknesses, their mind does something which is known in psychology as just, it removes this point. I am the teacher of humankind. I am a celibate holy man, a brahmachari.
Ja sam sveti čovjek u celibatu, brahmačar.
Everyone tells me how nice I know my verses.
Svi mi govore kako lijepo znam svoje stihove.
I cannot be a fallen soul.
Nije moguće da sam ja pala duša.
Yes, there was this thought in my mind.
Da, bila je ta misa u mom.
Yes, I had this foolish dream.
Da, imao sam taj glupavi san.
It was projected by others into me. It has nothing to do with me.
To su drugi projicirali na mene. To nema nikakve veze sa mnom.
Do you see this dishonesty which develops?
Da li vidite tu neiskrenost koja se razvija?
It's called in Sanskrit kapata or pretense.
To se na sanskritu zove kapata ili pretvaranje.
At such a moment when a devotee is developing this, he will not get Krishna's mercy. Maybe he will get a few meteorites which show him that this is not true. But if he still does not want to wake up, others will also not talk to him and help him. If you make advancement, which is we will call it objective advancement. You have to protect your advancement by something which we will call now subjective advancement. This means you have to learn to bow down. You have to become more humble. Otherwise, you will not be able to advance. Have you seen the great Vaishnava Acharyas when they write the Narottama Thakur or Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, O Gopinath, I am a great sinner. My heart is always full of lust. How will I make any advancement? My mind and my senses are not fully under my control. If you do not help me, what is my chance? Please sit down in my heart. And please, you monitor my spiritual advancement. Gopinath, I have tried everything. Didn't work. Now I'm turning to you. Do you see, here is this prayer expresses the opposite direction of controller and enjoyer. This prayer expresses helplessness or the need of help. This prayer expresses the sincere desire to serve the Lord despite one's own faults. That is, to not be the enjoyer but give enjoyment. This wonderful prayer expresses that here a soul has reached the qualification to enter the kingdom of God. He has uprooted the desires of controlling and enjoyment on the deepest level. Yes. It's a very, very wonderful if you can learn these beautiful prayers. Oh, Gopinath is the best prayer. You, Nityananda Kari knows on the computer where the full text is. Yes, lecture. Fine. Yes. So, yes. Objectively, we can say this person has made advancement. Yes, he has more spiritual potency. We can see it. It's almost when he comes in the room, this is a light bulb. But if the person has not learned what is subjective, that is, you can say private or personal advancement, that is, he has not become humble and totally honest and not pretenseful, then he's in danger.
Ali ako osoba nije subjektivno napredovala ili na privatnom planu napredovala, što znači da je postala puno poniznija i da je prestala da se pretvara, onda je ona u velikoj opasnosti.
How this danger manifests and how to overcome it, we will talk about tomorrow.
Kako se ta opasnost manifestira i kako je prevazići, o tome ćemo pričati sutra.
This was the intense lecture. Tomorrow we will hear all about Krishna's milosti. Tomorrow, today you will go thoughtful into your bed. And tomorrow you will scream with great hope.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. So I have finished here. It's not easy to give such a lecture. Because, you know, all these points I could talk days about. As I told you in the beginning, I have prepared this lecture for the last 33 years. I was also questioning where am I going on this path? Why am I sometimes seemingly down? Why did this happen? And I've seen so many, maybe thousands of spiritual practice of devotees who could not understand what that the road of spiritual progress is sometimes going in differently than they thought it would go. They have also asked, why did this elevated person have a fall down, a disappointing fall down?
I mnogi se možda pitali zašto je ova tako uzvišena osoba imala taj pad koji nas je tako puno razočarao.
They didn't know about objective and subjective advancement.
Te osobe nisu znale ništa o objektivnom i subjektivnom
napredku. Yeah. And I'm at this moment I think Gaurahari can tell you, wherever I come into a new country, I talk about this only.
No,
I cannot wait to come to America. This festival of inspiration. And I thought in the beginning, before my lecture, I will distribute seat belts and will say, fasten your seat belts, this will be something else than you expected. You are already used to me, so you know that I do these things. Yes. So, Hare Krishna, now what to do? It's 9. Should we maybe ask for a few quick questions and then end the program with a bhajan? Dionysus had one question. Maha Chaitanya Prabhu has one question. Our Matajis are still digesting. What do you think about all this, Kishori, if I may ask? Something to think about, isn't it? But tomorrow you will hear Krishna's mercy. Yes, who was Dionysus?
Smatrajući svoj život onako sa strane, sve što mi se događa u životu.
maybe the you asked your first question, but please, you are a strong man. Puno snaga.
Znači, dok posmatram oko svoj život sa strane i normalno, ono, realno vidim nekad ima ovih objektivnih, ono, uspona i padova i, ono, nekako sam u sebi, ono, prirodno zadovoljan kad, ono, vidim da se nešto dešava u srcu, da su neke promjene iznutra. A isto tako, do sad sam primijetio da sve što mi se dešlo loše, nekako sam u srcu uvijek imao stav, pa dobro, Krišna, ok, ovo sad nekako su ti oblaci teški naišli, možda da ih sad istoleršim nekako, pa sam htio da pitam da li je to ok, da ih toleršim, da se nadam, ono. Znači to nekako sve manje i manje ti oblaka dolazi, ili ima neka druga.
When looking at my life from the side, I saw that I also have these ups and downs. And when I'm normally when I see some things that are changing for good, nicely in my heart, and I'm happy about it. And also when these downs come, I develop this habit that I kind of see it as some clouds that are just burn for some time here. And that they will go away and just tolerate them. And is it okay to see them like this and to hope that they will be just smaller and smaller, or is there some other solution?
I think what you have expressed, Dionysus, is a very practical perspective. This perspective helps one to survive.
Ovo što se izrazio da je nešto jako praktično, praktična jedna vizija toga koja pomaže osobi da uopšte preživi.
But when you see that you are going down, you should not think, all right, this is like on the carnival, you know, it goes and it goes, it goes down, you know. You should actually show your sincerity to Krishna by saying, I will get out of this train now, which goes down, out of this. We'd say in German, Achterbahn. Do you have this in? Roller coaster, yes. You should get out of the roller coaster and not enjoy a very nice downward. Oh,
you know.
Yeah. You should feel sorry. Oh, again, Krishna, you are so merciful, but I am already, I'm again on my way down. But really, it's no problem. I heard in the lecture of Sachinanda Swami. Therefore, in the verse it said, we should be sincere. The mercy will only continue to come if we remain sincere and repent our activities and try our best. Someone who willfully does wrong cannot stand in the eyes of God.
Osoba koja svojevoljno radi loše stvari, ona ne može da opstane u očima Boga.
But if you give your best and still something unexpected comes your way.
Ali ako ti daš sve od sebe, ali opet nešto neočekivano dođe.
No problem.
To nije problem.
I think this is your life story, even Dionysus.
Ja mislim čak da je to tvoja životna priča, Dionysus.
You had your ups and downs. But you give your best. Maybe not your very best. But you always try your nice service attitude. And therefore Krishna keeps you. And the devotees are very happy that you are our Dionysus. Dionysus, by the way, is a god of wine in Greek. Hare Krishna. When you are alone, no longer Dionysus, I will call you Dionys. I know that you don't drink. Please. Dionys keeps all the four rules and regulations. This I know for sure. So this is very important for us to know that we keep, that we try to give our best. But sometimes the material energy is stronger. And these old samskaras. Yes, ma'am, I also have a material body and a mind. So it's important to be sincere and to not cover it up. Oh, it's not so bad. Then we become like the Christians. One time is no time. There is a religious song in Germany. Einmal ist kein Mal. One time is no time. Tomorrow is the hope lecture. It is to be expected that we go up and down. Krishna even defends his devotees. He said, even if my devotees does something abominable, not just some small thing, but abominable, he is to be considered a sadhu, a saint, if he is on the right path.
Krishna čak i brani svoje bhakte. On kaže da ako moj bhakta uradi neko odvratno djelo, ne kaže ako uradi neko malo djelo, nego baš odvratno djelo, on treba da se smatra sadhvom, svetom osobom, ako se nalazi na putu.
Krishna is sometimes more merciful to us than we are prepared to be merciful in our community to our members.
Ponekad je Krishna milostiviji prema nama nego što smo mi u našim zajednicama spremni da budemo milostivi prema drugima.
I think he loves you very much.
Ne mislim da to on puno voli.
Yeah. Krishna. Our last question for this evening is posed by Maha Chaitanya Prabhu.
Naše posljednje pitanje večeras.
You mean the number that so many.
Yes.
You
know.
Yes.
Čitaj, postavio pitanje kao, ako sam nam dobro razumila, pošto je Bhagavad Gita rekao u jednom trenutku na lekciji, kako ova sva živa bića su se okrenula protiv Boga, u jednom trenutku i odakle u tolikom broju, u tolikoj količini dolaze sve nova bića koja su se okrenula protiv njega.
I remember in Chaitanya Charitamrita there is the discussion that if all living entities would be liberated, wouldn't the universes be vacant?
Sjećam se da sam pročitao u Čitanja Čaritamriti jedan razgovor u kojem se baš razgovaralo o tome šta bi se desilo kada bi se jedan, kada bi se čitav univerzum oslobodio, da bi on onda ostao prazan.
And the answer is that this wouldn't be the case because they would fill up again with living entities and all these countless species.
I odgovor je bio taj da se to ne bi desilo zato što bi se opet ponovo ispunio sa bićima koja bi naselila sve te nebrojene vrste.
The answer to your question is difficult to understand with our present ability to understand, because we would have to understand the concept of unlimited living beings.
Odgovor na tvoje pitanje je jako težak za shvatiti, zato što naša moć razumijevanja je jako slaba, jer bismo s njom morali da razumijemo neograničenost.
Unlimited is really, there is no limit, though no end. This, but somewhere there must be the end, we think, you know.
Neograničenost zaista znači da nema granice, ali mi sa svojim umom možemo da razmišljamo, mora da ima negdje, makar neki kraj.
This is something which I really want to say, and I'm grateful to Mahachandra, Mahachaitanya Prabhu. See, with philosophy, we cannot understand really everything.
I ovo je jako lijepo pitanje za koje se zahvaljujem, Čitanja Prabhu, i htio bih da kažem da ne možemo baš sve stvari da shvatimo sa filozofijom.
But we can get hints in this direction, the answer is to be found.
Možemo da dobijemo neke upute koje će nas uputiti, da u ovom pravcu se nalazi odgovor.
Once there was a blind man who wanted to understand milk. He had never drunken milk. And he asked a friend, can you not describe milk to me? Yes, it has a white color. The blind man said, what is white? I'm very interested to know. Right. Well, it's, you know, you sometimes hear this bird. Ah, it's a crane. It's like the feathers of the crane.
Da, on sam napisao da je ovaj slijep, ne rekao, znaš, imaju one ptice, ždralove, to je nešto poput perja od ždrala.
But what is a crane?
Šta je ždral?
I show you, said the friend.
Sad ću ti ja pokazati.
Touch my arm. So when the blind man came to this part of the arm,
i kada je slijepac došao do ovog dijela ruke,
he pulled his arm back like as if he had touched electricity. I will never drink milk. It gets stuck in my throat. When we understand things, we understand them according to our experience.
Kada pokušamo da shvatimo stvari, mi ih shvatamo u skladu sa našim iskustvom.
So since we have no experience of unlimited, really.
A pošto zaista nemamo nikakvo iskustvo neograničenosti,
we just cannot operate with such a concept. There are unlimited living entities, and it's no problem if one universe is empty. The unlimited universes could be empty. There would be still unlimited living beings.
I tako da uopšte ne možemo da baratamo s tim pojmom kao što je neograničenost. Kada se govori, recimo, ako bi neograničeni univerzumi bili ispražnjeni, onda bi neograničeno mnogo bića bi ponovo naselilo.
Where do they all come from?
Odakle oni svi dolaze?
They come from the land of freedom to hopefully go back to the land of freedom.
Oni dolaze iz zemlje slobode kako bi se, nadamo se, vratili ponovo u zemlju slobode.
But for this, they have to go through a term of imprisonment, which is quite long.
Ali do toga, da došlo do toga, oni moraju da prođu kroz
Oh, Matajis and Prabhus. We have such a wonderful chance. We have such a wonderful spiritual tradition, which can give so much spiritual strength to our heart. And the experience is that Krishna is so merciful to his devotees. If we learn our little lessons well, Prabhupada would promise us that we could go back to Godhead in one lifetime. And I have personally seen this in the case of many of my God brothers and other devotees who at the time of death seemed to be over flooded with Krishna's mercy so that they could really return.
I to sam lično vidio, na primjer, mnogi moji braće po Bogu i drugi bhakta, koji su u trenutku smrti izgledali kao da su potpuno preplavljeni sa Krišnom milošću, kako bi se mogli vratiti nazad.
A bluish diamond looks very nice on a golden plate.
Plavčasti dijamant izgleda prelijepo na zlatnom pladnju.
Because there is a contrast.
In
the same way, Krishna's mercy looks very nice in the material world. Because this is not a world of milost. But still Krishna's mercy is there. And we will hear about this. So I want to thank you very, very much. We will just end our program with a little bhajan. It's only really 3 minutes. Don't worry. I know it's a little late. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. So Premanandi, Hari 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 Bol. Hare Krishna. We actually need this very much for our souls. So I want to thank you very much for coming. Tomorrow we will have at 6 o'clock in the evening, I believe. 6 o'clock, yes. A program. It's the second part. And if you can't make it to all the programs, that is understandable. It is, however, my sincere request.